I should say something for Vamsadhar Babaji Maharaj. Vamsadhar Babaji Maharaj, you have heard his name. Vamsadhar Babaji Maharaj appeared in Bangladesh, now it is Bangladesh, in Majidpur, one village, near Jamalpur, in Mymenshing district. And after that, he had a great desire for worship of Sri Krishna. And he renounced his house. And he came to Navadvip. At that time, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was there. And he expressed his desire and he got this Babaji Vesh, this Vaishnav ascetic order he took. His name is Vamsadhar Babaji Maharaj from Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. And he was like Gaur Krishnadas Maharaj. He was very tall, but indifferent to all worldly comforts. Always uncombed, unkempt. All this, the hair is there, very long, the hair is long, and all beards are there. And disorderly dress, like an anchoret from a distance. He used to remain under a tree, always, not any cottage, under a tree, doing bhajan. And he has got very, when he finds, but he found any veniantry, and then he will not live there. This is Bhangshibhat. This is Bhangshibhat. He will not live that place. And he used to serve Nitai Gauranga and Radha Krishna, but not in temple, under a veniantry. The temple is like this, big, big cloth bag. That is temple. Nitai Gauranga in one temple bag. Another bit there, Radha Krishna. And sometimes, when at the time of puja, he take out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and performing puja, and after that, and again Radha Krishna like that. And so many persons giving many articles, many vegetables, fruits, etc. He did not take notice of it. But whenever he thought so many heaps of rice, all these things, all the distributed to them, like this. Sometimes what happened, our Puri Goswami has written, sometimes what happened, some cows have come, they are eating, and third thieves have come, they are taking. He was seeing all these things. He was laughing. What is this? Some are giving or some are taking. Some thief are giving or some thief are taking. The Supreme Lord is giving and taking. And he is laughing. Like an anchorite. Our Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur used to make obeisance to him from a distance. And he prohibited his disciples. Don't go to him. You will not be able to understand him. You will commit offense. He is not in this world. He is in the transcendental realm. You will not be able, by your vaidhi bhakti, whatever you have learned now, you are a novice, you will not be able to. Because sometimes what he did, it will be difficult for him. Sometimes, you know hookah, bubble hubble. Sometimes he showed that to Radha Govinda, not to Jitai Gauranga. If you saw it there, then you will commit offense. There you should, it is prohibited, all kinds of intoxication is prohibited, all these things. So you will commit offense, you should not go there. Now, one person, always coming to him, always coming to him. Please tell me how I can get God. How can I get God? He was always thinking something Always something laughing, something. And that person daily is coming and asking. One day, his attention went to him. What do you want? How can I get Krishna? Cry! Only one word. Nothing. If you can cry for him, from the core of heart, you can get. No scriptural evidence for that. Have you got? You are crying for money, you are crying for other things of this world. How are you going to get? You cry for. You weep, you cry from the core of the heart of Sri Krishna. You will get. Easiest way. In this way he used to speak. One day, one happened. What happened? The one who was asked, have you gone to see Mayapur? Yes, I have been to Mayapur. I went there, I sat under the Margosatri Nim tree where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. I sat there. Sochinandan, he came to me. And he took my water bottle. By taking the water bottle, went away. What can I do? My only, that water pot is my only thing. And he took away that. I was sitting, what is that? What shall I do? After some time, he came, he gave me the water pot. And by that water pot, I now returned. The Sachinandana Gaurhari is also playing with him. Have you gone through this? Mukhtar Babaji Maharaj? Like this. Always he liked Banyantri. Not only he remained in Navadvipdha, he went to all the places of pilgrimage. And when he was coming from Vrindavan, and we have got our mort at Midnapur, our Guru Maharaj was there. He got the information, the Bhagavad Babaji Maharaj is coming to Midnapur. Then he sent information that he should come to our mart and with all his other servitors he should come to the mart here and we shall make arrangement for that prasad etc. in Midnapur mart. And the disciple of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Saraswati Thakur, he knows. He has got that knowledge. Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I am the disciple, you should tell them. And he, all right, I shall go. I shall go to Armand. But he did not come. Everything was prepared. What is the matter? Then Guru Maharaj went there with the other disciple. He saw one banyan tree. And this is Bhamsi Bhat. Stop here, stop here. He will not move. When you saw the Bhamsi Bhat, everybody is then going there. And make obeisance to that. Bhamsi Bhat. Then Guru Maharaj said, we have prepared everything. No, this is Bhamsi Bhat. And I have given some bhog to my deity. I have given some bhog. Paramanna bhog, you take. Guru Maharaj took that prasad. But such a sweetness I have never felt there. Guru Maharaj felt this. Mukhtar Babaji Maharaj, today is the disappearance day. In disappearance day, we have to pray for the grace of Vaishnava.